They called it the Autumn of Terror. In the last months of 1888, somebody was murdering women on the streets of London. A killer who struck with terrible violence before disappearing into the night. A killer who eluded the best of Scotland Yard. A killer the press dubbed Jack the Ripper. First had been Polly Nichols, a 43-year-old mother of five. Her body had been discovered in the street on the 31st of August. 8 days later, they found the body of Annie Chapman. She had been a coachman's wife. She had middle-class aspirations for her daughters, but her life had been destroyed long before her murder by alcohol. And like Polly, her body had been viciously mutilated after death. The woman found in Duckfield's yard was identified as Elizabeth Stride. She was 44. Few who met her would have guessed it from her perfect English, but Elizabeth was Swedish. Born in 1843 on a farm just outside Gothenburg, her name had once been Elizabeth Gustafsdotter. Elizabeth was not yet 17 when she embarked on the half-day walk to Gothenburg. She was to become a maidservant in the home of a middle-class family. It's not known exactly what happened to Elizabeth in Gothenburg, but within 5 years, she would be pregnant, unmarried, and under suspicion.